Okay, thank you.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I'm so glad you're all here with us. I hope Donna has been able to meet some of you and get some of your names and find out where you're from. And since it's 8 o'clock, we're going to go ahead and start. Cindy Hackenberg is going to be our hostess tonight. Cindy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm going to let you go ahead and start. And everybody else, if you're on right now, I'm going to mute you. So, Cindy, you'll have to just wait for a minute and let me, everybody, and then you can hit star 6.
Okay.
Okay, Cindy, go ahead and hit star 6.
Oh, you just did. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for everybody that's here this evening. And we'd like to get acquainted with you, learn more about you, and introduce you to others in your area. If you'd like to know like-minded people, contact us. We have friends from all over the world who would also like to meet you. Would you like to stay updated on the Heart Center activities? Well, let us know. You're invited to stay and share any prayer requests with us at the end of this class, which will occur at approximately 9:15 Central Time. So we have a Heart Share team, and our active members are Barbara, Donna Korth, Lenore, Donna Dragan, Marlene, Sharon, Dwayne, and myself, Cindy or alias Cynthia. We present this class, and we are available to answer questions, find out answers, pray with or encourage you. If any attending this class would like to help us, please contact Donna Korth or me or any team member. We also have a prayer team that prays for everyone we know of that is invited to this class. Now, we are composed of friends worldwide whose desire is to hold the balance of light upon the earth by emanating light as directed by our Father, Mother, God, and higher selves and higher beings. The Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religion or non-religious background. There's Catholics, Buddhists, Baptists, Unitarians, agnostics, you name it. We work closely with Ascended Masters, those beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on Earth and now work with the angels in heaven and other cosmic beings to assist us toward our ascension. Now, our mission within the Heart Center community is we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and love wisdom throughout the earth. We have a great class tonight with Maximus and his twin flame Progenita. They will be instructing us on the finer points of how we can maximize our potential, which means how to increase our light, peace, and harmony, and emanate it outward. Now, our team member, Dwayne, would like to tell us more about Maximus. So, beloved Dwayne, are you there to introduce us to Maximus? Is star 6.
Yes, thank you, Cindy. And
okay, thank you.
Well, for this opportunity to speak on Progenita and Maximus, because they are very amazing, powerful beings. Maximus' name means God is great. And right within his name is Ma, as mother of a cosmos. He stands at the nexus, which is the vortex of Alpha and Omega, in the center of the universe, as symbolized by the X in the middle of his name. His twin flame's name is Progenita. Maximus is the authority of the sun behind the sun for the great Maxim light. Another name for the sun behind the sun is the great central sun. And the great central sun is a massive vortex in the heart center of the cosmos and the nucleus from which all life originated. The Maxim light sustains the entire universe in the microcosm and the macrocosm, and in the heart of every son and daughter of God. The Elohim, who are the creators of form, live in the aura of Maximus, being one with him. Maximus says, I am a light, a kindling light of worlds. My service to life is in the flaming yod. Elizabeth Clare Prophet wrote in the Masters and Their Retreats of a dictation Maximus released, sharing Alpha and Omega's promised Maximus eons ago in the very hour of the Great Rebellion, that when certain sons and daughters of light should so accelerate and expose that rebellion and sound the word, using the science of the spoken word as we do, he would follow the soundtrack to the source and undo the misuse they have made of the light of Maximus itself. Now, Maximus and Progenita have given messages through our beloved messenger, David Christopher Lewis, and I would like to share just a couple of quotes. And one of the keys to accessing greater God consciousness is to accept the full radiant stream of your presence flowing through your crystal cord, your God presence. So consciously, you see your crystal cord wider, wider, and wider every day so that you have the frequencies, the energies that you require to accomplish all that you desire to manifest. It is a simple 10-second visualization to expand that crystal cord. And Maximus says, to maximize your efforts, to maximize your words, to maximize all the light that is flowing through your being, through your chakras, and blessed ones, if you invite the light of Maximus in order to utilize the cosmic rays that you may have access to by your conscious choice, Progenita and I will be there, right where you are, living, breathing, emanating through you day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment. And one more. Progenita says, it is your destiny to be God-free, in the light. Choose life, choose holiness, choose eternal freedom, and I with Maximus will maximize your life to the nth degree, to the Z-ray degree of pure being, divinity, sublimity. Thank you.
Thank you, beloved Quinn. Now, the Masters want to be our friends and are here to serve us and help us come up higher, as Maximus and Progenita desire to do for you tonight through our messenger, David Lewis. I suggest that you have a pen, paper, and use a landline phone with a speaker when possible. They cost only a few dollars more than a regular phone, and your hands are then free. Sometimes they even work better than a cell phone. Now, we keep callers muted to eliminate background noise, so you have been muted. Now, there may be an opportunity for questions or comments. If this happens, just press star 6 so we can hear you. We ask that you be fairly brief so that we can finish on time. When finished, please press star 6 again, and you will be muted again. So now we're ready for invocation and maybe some announcements. So, beloved Barbara, are you ready to come on?
Yes. Did you want me to give the announcements now?
Yes, you can give the announcements and then invocation too, please.
Okay. I'll tell you what.
Yes.
I'll do the announcements first, and then
yes,
we'll do an invocation. Okay.
Very good. Okay, thank you.
There are several wonderful upcoming events that the Heart Center has going on through the rest of 2015. On Sundays, we've been having, during the Sunday morning broadcast services, discourses by the Ascended Master Melchizedek. And they're a series of 12 Sundays. We have May 31st, June 7th, and June 14th left. So we've had 9 of those 12 classes. You're welcome to go on to the Heart Center website, heartcenter.org, and read more in detail about that particular series. Our Summer Solstice Mirror University event is coming up next month in June. New Essene Teachings for Aquarius, June 17th through 21st in Livingston, Montana. Donna Korth and I are going, and I'm sure we'll see many of our HeartShare team members there, as well as many others who will be gathering for that event. There is a Mount Shasta seminar that's going to be held in Mount Shasta, California, August 6th through 9th. Divine Love Fulfilled Through Higher Beingness, Saint Germain and Mighty Victory Return to Mount Shasta. So for those of you in California, that would be a great event for you to attend. And this fall, then, we have Saint Germain on Alchemy book signings and free author workshops. The theme is Cycles of Solar Consciousness. They'll be in Minneapolis, Chicago, Detroit, and New York. You can find that schedule also on the Heart Center website. That's in September of this year. Then we have the Autumn Equinox Mayer University event in New York City, September 25th through 27th. For those of you on the East Coast, Fortuna on Divine Abundance and God Consciousness. And then our Winter Solstice Mayer University event will be December 17th through 20th in Tucson, Arizona. Awakening Your Higher Crystalline Senses, a Winter Solstice Retreat with the 5 Dhyani Buddhas. That promises to be a wonderful event, too. So you can call any one of the HeartShare team members for further information or go on the website heartcenter.org and click on events and read more in detail about any of these happenings. So with that on our minds, let's focus on our hearts and go within as we prepare for this class. Oh, beloved Maximus, beloved Maximus and Progenitor, please overshine us tonight as we access your great light and peace. Help us to be open and receptive to your guidance tonight. Inspire us and inspire us with your great love, wisdom, and power. Thank you for each and every one gathered here on this call. Bless their homes, bless their families, bless their livelihoods, and seal us all in a great crystal dome of fire this night. We thank you, and we are grateful that you are with us. Amen. Okay, on with the class.
Thank you, beloved Barbara.
Welcome.
Now we'll be doing a breathing meditation. And this is a short breathing meditation, which is also called pranayama, to relax and align ourselves with the Holy Spirit. Consider your breath as a gift and part of the Holy Spirit as we do this together, which you can do with the phone in one hand. So close your eyes and look at the inside of your eyelids. Then, with your eyes closed, look up towards that place in the center of your forehead between your eyebrows, the location of your third eye chakra. See your breath coming in and out as a brilliant light entering every cell of your body. Mother Mary says that the Holy Spirit is of female gender. Thus we say her when referring to the Holy Spirit. Now follow me as I say a mantra and give you instructions to breathe in, hold it in, breathe out, and hold it out. Each statement is to the count of eight. So together, breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all her merit. Breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. Now hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Let's do this two more times. Breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all her merit. Breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. Now hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. One more time. Breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all her merit. Breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. Now hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Now, if you're interested in like more of a deeper or longer meditation or techniques, please contact one of us and we'll help you with that. So tonight we will share together a prayer to Archangel Michael that is on the back of your snail mail letter or was sent to you by your email. You are muted, so you will not, you are muted, so you only hear me say the prayer. So please repeat the prayer with me one time. Together. In the name of Archangel Michael, I say, O God, I am here to serve with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my being. I give you my heart, O Lord. Live in me. Love through me. Protect me and all who are on this call from all distractions and technical problems. Allow your heart, your mind, your being to flow and sing within me, to serve all life unto their freedom into the light. May we all be filled with the love and light essential for the healing of our Mother Earth. We will now be doing a song called Diamond Crystal. Just a sec here. Let me go. Just one minute. Okay. We will now be doing a song called Diamond Crystal, Diamond of Light. Liquid. Thank you. Next, we'll say together with the recording by David Lewis the prayer, I am the flame of perfect peace. This is number 60.011 in the decree book. And I invite everyone to refer to their invitation or the reminder to receive by mail to follow this prayer with us. Lift up your hands to emanate and to visualize peace occurring in Detroit, in all our cities, and in the Middle East, and across the earth.
60.011, I am the flame of perfect peace. We focus peace around the world for all to understand. New waves of golden purple light flow forth to every land. I am the flame of perfect peace and freedom evermore. I am pure golden purple light, Earth's harmony restore. All women form a sisterhood as Magda's grace endears. All men to live in brotherhood, the Prince of Peace appears. I am the flame of perfect peace and freedom evermore. I am pure golden purple light, Earth's harmony restore. Release pristine tranquility, peace angels everywhere. With sacred swords and shields of light, we serve with cosmic flair. I am the flame of perfect peace and freedom evermore. I am pure golden purple light, Earth's harmony restore. Bless Uriel, Aurora, come with lullabies so dear. We see a golden crystal age of wisdom love appear. I am the flame of perfect peace and freedom evermore. I am pure golden purple light, Earth's harmony restore. From peace, aloha, sacred home above Hawaii's shore. An ancient chant rings free and clear, our motherland restore. I am the flame of perfect peace and freedom evermore. I am pure golden purple light, Earth's harmony restore.
Well, thank you for that, and I'll now turn the class over to Donna Quartz.
Thank you, Cindy. What we're going to do next is go to the heart stream messages, and we're going to hear Maximus and Progenita as they share with us how to maximize your potential.
We are Maximus.
Well, you hear him coming. But I thought I would just ask you to all be in an attitude of listening. Hopefully we won't have any interruptions. I hope none of you have interruptions in your homes where you are, because this is a powerful message that we're going to hear. It just came very recently on the 16th of this month, and it's very appropriate for right now. So here we go.
And Progenita, and this day we choose to be with you, O people of Earth, in order to maximize light, in order that the divine experience may be known within many more upon your sphere. It is true that you are gods and goddesses in manifestation, in embryo, and coming to that point in your evolutionary journey when the full-blown manifestation of your godhood, of your goddesshood, will be realized as you reach that potential of God beingness by acceptance, by nurturing the light within your being, by maximizing all potentials and potentialities within your awareness, by the grace of God, through alignment with your source, through love, and through a virtuous life, live to the glory of the Divine One.
I just want to talk briefly to you about what is being referred to by nurturing the light within your being. One of the most important ways to nurture the light within your being is through the sun. We've talked about this a little bit in the past. It was mentioned tonight, the great central sun, which is the sun behind the sun that Dwayne talked about. This is a very, very important thing to understand. There are certain rays, beams, lights that come forth out of our sun, that comes forth from the great central sun behind it and into our bodies and nourishes the sun, which you cannot see, but which you can feel sometimes when you have emotional ups and downs right in the center of your being or in your solar plexus. I just read a very interesting thing by Dr. Joseph Mercola, and he said, New evidence confirms that exposure to the sun in appropriate and measured time frames has a number of benefits, unrelated to vitamin D even, such as it enhances your mood and your energy through the release of endorphins, balancing your attitudes in life. It protects you against and suppresses symptoms of multiple sclerosis. Many, many people have multiple sclerosis now, or the beginnings of it. Sometimes it starts with just a dragging of a foot or dropping things. It treats many, many skin diseases such as psoriasis, vitiligo, atopic dermatitis, scleroderma. It also enhances skin barrier functions, the UV radiation does. It induces nitric oxide, which is very important for protecting your skin against any UV damage, and offers cardiovascular protection. It promotes wound healing through its antimicrobial effect, and it has some anti-cancer activity. It regulates melatonin, which is essential for you to sleep right, to sleep correctly at night or to sleep at all. It regulates your pineal gland through the third eye photoreceptors, which enable you to become more aware, illumined. I don't want to use the word psychic, but you know what I mean. More awareness, more sensitive, more attuned. So sun is very important for many things. It relieves fibromyalgia pain. It's the standard treatment still for tuberculosis. People, we have a lot of medication for tuberculosis. I used to be a TB nurse, and I used to go around and deliver medicine for people that had tuberculosis. But the people that did the best were the people that got out in the sun. And many people that had to take the medication I gave them suffered from liver damage later. So I was always encouraging people to get out in the sun. The sun is even useful for treating neonatal jaundice. That's the jaundiced babies that are fairly common today. Here's a funny one that he listed. I don't know why he listed this. I guess he thinks it's important because he doesn't use deodorants. He says, the sun can be used to sterilize your armpits and eliminate the cause of most body odor. It is used to treat seasonal affective disorder, or SAD. It synchronizes important biorhythms through the sunlight entering your eye and striking your retina. It regulates your body temperature. It protects you against melanoma, and it decreases the mortality from it. It's effective in treating T-cell lymphoma, which is another type of cancer. So now we'll go on.
Because of our commission from Alpha and Omega, who have sent us this day to you, we bring the light, the Maxon light of Maximus and Progenita, and we distribute it here, there, and everywhere around the earth, into those pockets of darkness and into those areas which require greater light, greater acceptance of love, of harmony, and peace. Many pray for peace. Have they fully accepted the light of that harmonic balance of equipoise within self and sustained it day after day in a beautiful rendering of the eternal fire and light of peace deep within the solar plexus, and manifesting through their auric fields out into the world at large, consciously emanating and procreating that light of harmony through a consciousness wed to the Divine One every moment.
Just briefly, I want to mention to you about the auric light that he talks about. Did you know that you can take a picture or you can photograph your own aura, and it's called Curlian photography. Now, this is a photography that the Curlians learned to determine the total activity of your body by using this. the efficiency of different drugs and treatments, as well as the state of your organs and systems. Today, this method is fairly well developed in certain parts of our planet, and it can be used to conduct a general analysis of the whole body. The pictures are qualitatively and objectively interpreted, reducing the risk of medical errors. This method is based on the light emissions which appear in high-voltage electromagnetic fields. It looks like an old-fashioned negative, if you've ever seen an old-fashioned negative, where the person is on a dark background and he's all light and you can see the fuzziness around him. Anyway, it's used to identify diseases which may occur in the future. It can read your etheric body coming into the aura, and it could greatly improve the quality of preventive care if we did it here. In the traditional ancient Oriental medicine, the concept of the aura understood and commonly accepted. In fact, Eastern practices, both medical and spiritual, are directed initially at correcting the aura or the spiritual body before they try to correct the physical, because the aura helps them know what's going on in the physical. So recovery on a physical level, therefore, is only a consequence of balancing your aura. A lot more could be said about that, and we will try to do that sometime. These ancient texts offer a very detailed analysis of the spiritual body and how it affects your physical body. We are all one, but we are many parts.
Well, blessed ones, as many more reach levels of Buddhic awareness and are able to sustain this light of harmony and inner joy, we come to accelerate, to amplify, yea, to maximize that light of perfect peace within the soul that will allow for a greater representation of cosmic Christ peace throughout the world in many domains. We require those who sustain harmony within 24/7, and that harmony may be gained by surrender often of certain anomalies within the subconscious, by conscious choice, using the violet fire and the violet laser light, and using all of the rays of God to objectify and up-picture the rainbow qualities of prismatic light and balance.
Very quickly, I want to tell you a little bit about the rays. And since you can't learn it all in one night, if anybody would like a page, I have a paper here. It's called Rays, Their Qualities, the Days They're Important, the Archangels and the Chohans that are behind each of the rays. And I would be happy to email it to you or snail mail it to you, whichever you prefer. But you must contact me. My phone number is on your invitation. And please call me if you would like to have this page that explains the lords of the yellow ray, the seven rays, the blue, the yellow, the pink, the white, the green, the purple and gold, and the violet, so that you'll know how to use them the very best way and what their virtues are. For instance, the first ray, the blue ray, which is very powerful on Tuesday, actually, instead of Monday. It's like some people think of Monday as Blue Monday. That's not correct. However, blue, the first ray, represents the will, faith, protection, and power. And Elmoria is the Chohan of that ray, and Archangel Michael and Faith are the archangels. And there's much more on this page if you would like to know. And I think it would be to your advantage. So just give me a call.
Dearest one, even an iota of inharmony within your solar plexus will get in the way of the sustaining grace of peace that you claim that your life is about, and yet which at times to a lack of guarded awareness may devolve into even the sending forth of rays of anger and darkness into great aspects of Earth's greater awareness.
Okay, let's talk for a second or two here about disharmony. Can you imagine feeling harmonious for 24/7? Well, that's challenging, and I know it is for all of us. But I read the most important thing once, and it came from a book called The Buddhic Essence, The 10 Stages to Becoming a Buddha. And one of the most important, in fact, I think it's the last one, is acquiring what is called loving indifference. Now, most people think that indifference is the opposite of love, but not necessarily. In a most amazing thing that I read from Edgar Cayce, who I learned recently was sponsored by Mother Mary, we find that loving indifference simply means staying harmonious in the middle of chaotic experiences. For instance, Edgar Cayce was asked one time, after a long description about this 17-year-old girl that was having tantrums and it was being a typical adolescent, how she should be treated by her family. And he said, treat her in that manner which may be called loving indifference to the temperamental outbursts, not condemnation, but in that of quiet, peaceful contemplation with the body as to the manner in which the personality may be made for constructive influences or forces in this experience. He always spoke very eloquently, and it seemed like he said a lot more words than I wanted him to, but he was so right on. He talked several times to people about their disharmonious experiences with others in their family, their spouse, their children, friends. Here was a person that went abroad with a friend, and there was a big problem that occurred, and she didn't know how to deal with it. She said, regarding the situation which has arisen between the friend who went abroad with me and myself, please explain this. I don't know how I can get over it. It's causing constant concern for me, and it keeps me awake. Well, that's not exactly harmony, is it? And Edgar Cayce said, you can take care of this with loving indifference. See, he said, Jesus spoke to his disciples when they called on him to tell him that there were other people that were in Jesus' name healing others and speaking and giving sermons and talking about him, but they weren't exactly on their team. And Jesus said, don't worry about it. If they don't gather with us, at least they're scattering abroad the praises. Let them do it, lest they turn again and get confused and turn again upon you. So let it go. Love them. Have loving indifference, in other words. And then he said, your attitude should be, Lord, they are thine, as I am thine, I am willing. Use me in whatever may be thy will in the matter. Let me have loving indifference towards all others. So no matter what kind of chaotic situation you find yourself in, learn to have loving indifference. And no matter who you hear about doing horrible things on this planet, remember they are still one. They were still created by God. We don't hate anything that is created by God. We have loving indifference. It will save you a lot of emotional chaos and lack of positive energy. It will lift you up. It will change you. Just like the example of Buddha under the Bodhi tree when he was confronted over and over and over by the Maya, and he simply sat there having loving indifference.
Now the light of Alpha and Omega descends now through our causal bodies into the earth facilitated by great solar lords, the Manus, and the Chohans of the rays who have come recently to prepare for this initiation for Earth and her people, and this light of Alpha and Omega is a juxtaposition of the perfect and finest aspects of father and mother in balance in all spheres and planes of being.
I'd like to call on Donna Dreegan to just give us a little introduction on who Alpha and Omega are, because they're the ones that sent Maximus and Progenita.
Alpha and Omega are in the white fire core of being. And as Jesus confirmed in Revelations, he says, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. There are also ascended twin flames of cosmic Christ consciousness who hold the balance of the masculine and feminine polarity of the Godhead in the great central sun of cosmos.
Wow. Yes, they are the highest beings we know of. Okay, here we go.
Often, blessed one, it is some departure from the harmonic balance of the masculine and feminine aspects of self that have caused eruptions, earthquakes, and other weather anomalies within your planetary home. Therefore, if you would see greater peace manifesting within the weather, within the atmosphere, within the earth itself, begin with self and realize that when you are harmonious in the father and the mother aspects of your own self, through conscious daily living, that balance is restored, equanimity is sustained, parity with God is born anew, and there may be through you a new emanation of light through this harmonic balance. Often it is your departures from your dietary discipline that bring about a lack of perfect harmony within yourself at the emotional level, which then can erupt into diatribes or situations that you later rue, blessed ones.
All right, he's talking here, diatribes. Diatribe means bitter or negative criticism. And how many of us have found ourselves listening to somebody who's complaining and we agree with them? We don't just stay neutral, but we join in with them. I find myself doing that sometimes, and I am very miserable when I do it. And it's worse if you ever start it yourself. Like even just in your mind, you start thinking, oh, wow, I should have done this and I should have done that. And how come I went and said such and such to so-and-so? And it goes on. Well, I just thought I would share with you some quick dietary disciplines that he mentions that we often eliminate or forget or drop or stop doing. Our whole body is one, just like God and mankind are one, and we are like cells in the body of God. So when some aspect of our bodily behavior gets imbalanced, it affects all the rest of us, and our body requires being a creature of good habit patterns, of regular patterns. When we suddenly start skipping meals, eating ice cream and cake at bedtime, going to bed at midnight, and trying to awaken at 6 a.m. daily, our personalities change, our health nosedives, and we don't accomplish what we came here to do. So on the other end of this spectrum, here's just a few guidelines I'm going to share with you. And if you would ever like to know more, please call. I would love to give a whole series on diet and eating correctly and the things that I've learned over the years, sometimes the hard way. Here's a few things you may want to write a few down. When possible, pray about what you should eat before eating it or before preparing it. Secondly, do not eat a big meal if you have been up and awake for 12 hours or more. When this happens, limit yourself to a piece of fresh fruit or maybe a small bowl of cereal, but not a big meal. If you got up at 9 and you're eating at 9 o'clock at night, or if you got up at 8 and you're eating at 8 o'clock at night, only a small portion of what you eat digests because your body's tired and it stopped digesting after 12 hours in the average person. And the older you get, the earlier it stops. So if you're like 50 or 60, you may want to be sure you have finished eating for the day after you've been awake for 6 hours. The food that does not digest, it rots, it putrefies, it spoils inside. That causes major problems. So, and then get to bed by the same time each night, allowing yourself 8 hours to sleep. If you have sleep, call me. I may be able to help you. Allow your bigger meals to usually be the first 2 meals of the day. Don't lay down for at least 1 hour after a meal. Drink pure water that is fluoride-free. If you require info on how to do this, just contact me. And drink mainly between meals and stick mainly to water. Be very careful regarding the amount of caffeine, if any, that you imbibe. It takes a quart of pure water to neutralize 1 8-ounce acid-forming bottle of caffeinated soda, like a Pepsi, which, by the way, compromises the amount of calcium you can absorb. If you drink a lot of caffeinated sodas, you're in trouble. Or even sugar-free sodas. Begin each morning with room temperature water to which you have squeezed a half of a lemon or a lime. And some nutritionists suggest drinking 2 8- to 10-ounce glasses of water on rising. Hot water is even better. This tells your body to start dumping, getting rid of stuff, and you will find that this works, especially once your body gets the message. Don't mix, as you get older, meat, grain, and dairy products at the same time. An example of that would be a hamburger and a milkshake. It's better to have meat, vegetables, and salad, or complex carbs, vegetables, and salad at a meal. Complex carbs would be like beans. There are many reasons for this as you get older, and I would be glad to help you if you have any questions. Meditate and walk or exercise daily to prevent Alzheimer's disease, improve your circulation, and prevent stress and anxiety. And you have to schedule this on your calendar or your daily planner, or you simply won't do it. You've got to write down, 3 to 4, I'm going to walk. 4 to 4:15, I'm going to meditate. And if you don't have those things down, you won't do them. Avoid processed and genetically modified organism food. And there are many, many reasons for this. Try to eat food as much like God made it as possible. Last of all, before eating, thank God, our planet, and the elementals for providing the good food, holding your hands over it when possible, sending light into it and purifying it with energy from your higher self and the angels. Also, thank your digestive system, your esophagus, your stomach, your small and your large intestines, your gallbladder, and your pancreas for handling the food correctly for you. Okay, we'll move on.
Therefore, we are bringing this harmonic balance now, first within our initiates, then within the lives, at the subconscious level of millions upon earth, and simultaneously deep within the earth. This harmony may result in a certain action of cosmic justice. First within you and then within the world at large. This justice is the balancing of the scales of light and darkness, of alpha and omega, of masculine and feminine within you. so that there is the opportunity for picture perfect peace, tranquility, and divine gnosis through stillness. Now there is a great hum within the earth and within the earth's atmosphere as angels of the sacred fire, seraphim and cherubim, descend from the throne of God and the great central sun, hovering within the four planes of being of mankind.
The four planes of being of mankind are the physical, the mental, spiritual, and emotional. And we could say a lot more on that because astrologically we go into different planes regularly.
And actuating certain frequencies of God consciousness and higher awareness, solar realities of beingness, to cause a new reality to begin within Earth.
Maximus is going to chant now, and it's a very powerful chant. And it would be something that if you have a computer or could hear it, it would be very powerful to play it in your home. I'll let him play it here.
Ave Dwavala Trekayada Veme Azre Diha Vekale Tuyave Peazora Vetravada Zra Clevodi Manea 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 Lakea Vrosia Dre Kelate Vano flowering of new grace, the bestowal of a new peaceable kingdom is accomplished through this chant and the soundless sound within it will continue to manifest at deeper and deeper levels and realities of being within the earth, blessed ones. Now I would speak on the necessity for a sacred conclave of light under the retreat of beloved peace and aloha, next spring equinox, 2016. This event, blessed ones, on the Isle of Maui, will be a seminal one for the reestablishment of a greater aspect of planetary peace and has been known for decades. We call all of you now to the ancient homeland of the Mother and what was part of Lemuria to be with us. And 1,000 Buddhas will come to augment your work in sustaining the light of peace and harmony for Earth. This will be an opportunity for many to bask in the light of sixth ray, joy, and through the flame of ministration and service, through the purple and gold and ruby aspects, the prism of the mother's heart, there will be released through the waters of the Pacific, high into the atmosphere, and even out into cosmic space, this Elohimic vibratory field, sustained and blessed by the Elohim. Peace and aloha.
Let me tell you a little bit about Peace and Aloha, who are the Elohim of the sixth ray. And this ray is represented by the colors purple and gold, of peace, of brotherhood, and the true ministration of the Christ, and the desire to be in the service of God and man through the mastery of the Christ consciousness. Now they have what they call their Temple of Peace, which is located in the etheric realms over the Hawaiian Islands. They radiate ribbons of cosmic Christ peace over the entire planet from this point as a network of cosmic Christ consciousness. They focus both the gold and the purple flames as the perfect balance of the masculine and feminine aspects of peace. And souls who are to embody the sixth ray virtues of peace, ministration, and service come to this time, this temple of peace, for a little time of study in the etheric. They come at night in their soul consciousness while you're sleeping. If you call and request going there, an angel will come and take you there as long as it's in agreement with your higher self, your Father, Mother, God, which is your oversoul, or which is like a tube of light around you as you call your Father, Mother, God down to you. And the more you talk to and rely on your Father, Mother, God, the more it surrounds you and the more you will feel it. It's like a muscle that you have to exercise. And I think it's going to be very exciting for all of us who are able to go to Hawaii next spring.
For those of you who have never traveled to these isles of glory, it may be an opportunity for you to have embedded within their solar plexus a great solar light sustain you for the duration of your lifetime in this awareness of deep abiding peace. And for those of you who have made the trek a number of times or who live there now, the Divine Mothers east and west will appear within the sky with the Buddhas to bless all of humanity through your sacred work. This is a prayer and meditation vigil. This is an opportunity for self-transcendence and a reconnection with your ancient roots, as ancient as the Ancient of Days and the coming of the 144,000 to Shambhala long, long ago. In preparation for this event, please consider mastering the art of Ho'oponopono. And for those of you who are not able to attend the Meru University course on this subject, we encourage you to do so. For many keys were released that caused a great shift in the earth during that cycle of timeless the art of letting go and allowing God to recreate all in perfection, beauty, wholeness, and balance. For those of you who have experienced any form of discomfort within your physical temple, your emotional and mental bodies, who at times even have issues in revolving the past hurts and pains and sufferings of yesteryear. When you utilize these keys and say, I love you, I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you, and enter into the spaceless and timeless dimension of pure being and harmony, all will be revealed. All will be diffused in light. All may be resolved of inner conflict, of outer conflict, which has resulted in a lack of peace and divine progress upon earth.
I want to explain to you about Ho'oponopono. There was a wonderful book that was written by Joe Vitale on the Ho'oponopono healing process. I'm trying to think of the name of it at the moment. Maybe I'll think of it. But anyhow, the story is that it turns out, he says, that loving yourself is the greatest way to improve yourself, and as you improve yourself, you improve your world. And the intriguing message, he says, is this. He says that 2 years ago, I heard about a therapist in Hawaii who cured a complete ward of criminally insane patients without ever seeing any of them face to face. The psychologist would study an inmate's chart and then look within himself. And then he forgave himself for these particular characteristics of this insane criminal, he improved himself and they improved. It's like looking inside yourself it's like looking at a chart that says that this person had a tendency to hit everybody that came along his way, or to hate them, or to beat up on them, or to abuse them, or to have that word that we used earlier, diatribe towards them of criticism and whatever. Whatever this person's characteristics were, Dr. Hugh Lin forgave himself for that characteristic, because he knew that probably at some time in one of his lifetimes he had that. And so he forgave himself for it, and this activity changed the person whose characteristic he saw again in himself. So this is an amazing thing. So Dr. Joe Vitale says, when I first heard this story, I thought it was an urban legend. How could anyone heal anyone else by healing himself? How could even the best self-improvement person or master cure the criminally insane? It didn't make any sense. So I just let it go. I dismissed the story. But then I heard it again a year later. I had always understood that total responsibility meant that I am responsible for what I think and do. Only me, and I'm not responsible for anybody else or for anyone else's problems. Beyond that, it's out of my hands. I think that most people think of total responsibility in that way. In fact, we are told we are responsible for what we do, not what anybody else does. This Hawaiian therapist who healed those mentally ill people taught me an advanced new perspective about total responsibility. I called him finally. We spent an hour talking. I asked him to tell me the complete story of his work. He explained that he worked at this Hawaii State Hospital for 4 years. He worked on the ward where they kept the criminally insane and that was the most dangerous ward there. Psychologists quit regularly on a monthly basis. The staff called in sick a lot or simply quit. People would walk through that ward with their backs against the wall, afraid of being attacked by the patients. It was not a pleasant place to be. Dr. Lynn told me that he never saw the patients. He agreed to have an office and to review their files. While he looked at those files, he would simply work on himself and forgive himself for what the patient had done. As he worked on himself, the patients were healed. Dr. Vitale says, I was in awe. After a few months, patients that had to be shackled were being allowed to walk freely. Others who had to be heavily medicated were getting off their medications, and those who had had no chance of ever being released were being freed. Not only that, the staff began to enjoy coming to work. Absenteeism and turnover disappeared. We ended up with more staff than we needed because patients were being released, and the staff was showing up to work. This is where I had to ask the million-dollar question. So what were you doing within yourself that caused those people to change? Dr. Hugh Lin answered, I was simply healing the part of me that created them, he said. In other words, cells creating cells in our bodies, we're creating other beings all the time. For instance, a fetus is being created by the blood cells of another person. That fetus grows up into a human being, an adult, and has a child, and the same thing happens. Characteristics, genes, all those things are used to create more and more people. Dr. Lin explained that total responsibility for your life means that everything in your life, simply because it is in your life, is your responsibility. In a literal sense, the entire world is your creation, and we are all one. Dr. Vitale said, phew, this is tough to swallow. Being responsible for what I say or do is one thing, but for what everyone else in my life says or does is another. If you take complete responsibility for your life, then everything you see, hear, taste, touch, or in any way experience is your responsibility because it is in your life. And to change anything in your life, you have to change you. He says, I know this is tough to grasp. Blame is far easier than total responsibility. But as I spoke with Dr. Lin, I began to realize that healing for him and in Ho'oponopono means simply loving yourself first. You say to yourself, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And I would ask everybody to write this down if you haven't heard it or you're not familiar with it. Or you didn't remember it. I asked Dr. Lin if there was anything else he did. No, he said, I just kept saying, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And I said it for myself, and I said it as to the part of that person that I created it. That's it? That's it. So I would like you each to say with me wherever you are right now, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Now I have to tell you, something happened to me this past week, and I realized I was thinking I was so good. Oh boy, I've done so many good things. I would just like to go to heaven right now. I'm sure that I'll ascend. I have just been a great person, and I made a huge error recently, and I got told about it. Several people knew about it and were affected by it in a negative way. And I had to eat humble pie. And this little four-part statement, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, was my relief. It took care of it. And I was very, very grateful for that. Dr. Vitale says, he says, I got a nasty email from a person. Let's see if I can find it here. And it was a very unloving email. He was critical of me. He told me in no uncertain terms what he thought of me and what I had done. And I didn't do anything, he says. I just was quiet. I never said a word. I didn't complain. I didn't respond to him and try to justify myself. I just said, I love you and I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Within an hour, he said, I got an email back from the same person. He apologized for his previous message. Keep in mind that I didn't take any outward action to get that apology. I didn't write him back. And yet by saying what I did, I somehow healed within me what was creating the anathema within him towards me. In short, Dr. Lynn says there is no out there. It would take a whole book to explain this advanced technique with the depth it deserves. Just suffice it to say that whenever you want to improve anything in your life or anyone, there's only one place to look, inside you first.
There is a reason why this ancient art, taught by the Divine Mother herself to her children, yet has its place of offering to humanity through Hawaii and her people. Come and find the secrets to your divine destiny upon these shores and realize that truth is often stranger than fiction. And the truth of your being lies hidden within that secret chamber of every chakra, as Moria has shared with you, lies within the inner recesses of your heart and being, your soul, your spirit sublime. Now the toning is complete. The ohm has been sounded. The great conch has been used by an initiate from the sun. Earth is suffused in light. Many are quickened. And the new awakening will result in many more finding this resource of truth of the Heart Center movement and community. Prepare for them, blessed ones, through greater love, givingness, and harmony. Be at peace in your communications, one with another, and reverently and respectfully address each one as holy brother, holy sister, divine heart friend, and fellow light worker. We revere those who revere God everywhere. So within the sacred space of this holy reverence for life, we maximize you. We accelerate the solar light within you. We shine forth the radiance from the great central sun right where you are for your victorious life, for your beautiful and peaceable experience in love. Now, Alpha and Omega, in conclusion, breathe the breath of divine life into the atmosphere of the earth. And through this holy breath, the Divine Mother, Father, God, bless you, each one. We thank you. Go in peace. Be peace. Live in peace. We command you. Thank you. We are Maximus. And
excuse me. He comes back on again without me stopping him. Well, this was a wonderful presentation, I think, by Maximus and Progenita. I just want to mention one quick thing. For those of you who want to go out and enjoy the sun, the best times to do it where you don't have to worry about sunburn and where you will be able to look directly at it are for the first 30 minutes as the sun is rising, from the time it first peeps its head over the horizon, for 30 minutes and no more. Now, if you want to be really safe, you can buy some pinhole glasses. They're dark glasses with hundreds of little tiny pinholes in them, and you can look through the pinhole and it won't hurt your eyes to look at the sun, from my understanding. If you're interested in looking, hearing more about this, go to a computer and Google the terms pinhole glasses, how to obtain. I have a couple of pairs, and I use them all the time, except right when the sun rises. I will use them even, you know, at 5 or 6 at night before the sun is going down, and my eyes do not hurt this way at all. In fact, it's just no problem at all. I would encourage you to do that if rather than just running out and looking at the sun or laying out in the sun. The other thing is, be careful what you put on your body to protect you from the sun if you're ever sunbathing, because most everything out there is loaded with chemicals and very bad contaminants and things that are cancer-causing. In fact, lots of skin cancer has actually been proven to be caused by the ingredients in the SP30 or SP15 or whatever it is you're getting. You have to get some contaminant-free sun protection from a health food store of some sort, if you can. Okay, I would like to ask, is there anybody on the team that's still there, still here, that hasn't said anything yet? If not, I'll just ask Barbara, if you will close for us right now, and then anybody who would like to stay afterwards and pray with us or ask any questions, feel free. So Barbara is going to seal the class. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Donna, the name of the book of Joe Vitale is Spirit Limits.
Spirit Limits?
Yeah, that's the name of the book of Joe Vitale.
Thank
Zero
you. Spirit Limits by Joe Vitale.
Zero Limits, yes.
Zero limit. Okay. Thank you, beloved Maximus and Progenita, for being with us tonight. We call to you now to seal each one of us in your crystalline energy, in your great love and wisdom, to guide us through this, the days and weeks ahead. Help us to absorb the vibration of your energy and absorb the message of your teaching tonight, to guide us in all that we think and say and do. Help us be God's love in action on the earth, and help us to forgive ourselves first and foremost, and through that, heal the world. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
Okay, I think I'd better stop this recording.